Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. In 2002, Minnesota became the first state to require that all diesel fuels sold contain at least 2% blend of biodiesel. On May 1st, which is today, Minnesota will be the first to move to B20, a blend of 20% biodiesel and 80% petroleum diesel. Mike Youngberg with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council explains the impact the move to B20 will have on soybean farmers.
For soybean producers, biodiesel makes about 50%. It's made up of about 50% soybean oil as a feedstock. It equates to somewhere in the neighborhood of 63 cents a bushel for every bushel of beans. I think we estimated that for, say, if a soybean farmer had, you know, like 1,000 acres of beans, it would equate to somewhere around $36,000 on a yearly basis.
Youngberg says for the past four summers, the state has been utilizing a 10% biodiesel blend.
No difference as far as, you know, mileage issues. We've got some people that basically have very little change in mileage. With the added lubricity that biodiesel brings to the fuel mix, certainly engines, you know, run better the more lubricity you can add to the fuel systems, particularly these high-pressure common rail injection systems that are out there, both vehicles and farm equipment. So if they last longer with better lubricity, that's great.
He says the move to B20 offers consumers many benefits, including clean air.
The consumer, I think, really benefits from the clean air side of this as well, because Minnesota, we're all about clean air, clean water, and using a 20% blend during the summertime will remove the greenhouse gas and pollutants from over what the American Lung Association estimates of over 202,000 vehicles. So, you know, there's benefits all across the board, from the economics to clean air to we lessen our dependence on imported petroleum. We still don't pump any petroleum out of the ground here in Minnesota, so we benefit three ways.
Youngberg adds that pumps across Minnesota are currently making the switch to B20 to be ready by the beginning of the month. Stick around. There is much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. We're going to talk about rate selection and how you can improve that bottom line. And negotiations for revamping the North American Free Trade Agreement will continue. We'll talk about that as well. I'm Shauna Olson.